Shroud of Turin. This is interesting. This is interesting to me because I don't know what to do with the Shroud of Turin. I don't know. I think there's good reason to believe it, but there's good reason to not believe it too. And, you know, some people bring up the head covering thing, you know, in the Gospels, and then true believers of the Shroud of Turin have answers for that too. And so, you know, it's an interesting conversation. I don't know where I am on it, but this at least is somewhat scientific, sort of. at least it appears to be. And I want to look into it more. I am not an expert on the Shroud. I'm not. But I'm interested in hearing experts from both sides. I want to hear from experts who believe the Shroud is, you know, all the Jesus stuff and the resurrection and you know, his light and brilliance projected an image on this. I want to hear from them, but I also want to hear from those who say that it's not like that. And I will say that the ones who say that it's not that, that it's like some painting or something, I found their arguments to be really weak. And it's not that I'm fully sold on either side. I'm not. But the arguments that, you know, it was just like a painting or something like that, there's a lot to that I've personally found to be weak compared to the other side. So I don't know. But I'm still looking into it. It's an interest, but it's not a central point for me. But this is something like completely different. So the person who wrote this article in the American Conservative says, a friend passed on this 50-minute documentary about new findings on the Shroud of Turin. The documentary is from 2008, appears. I haven't been able to find any follow-up on these supposed new findings, so I don't know if they've been disproved or validated. In short, the documentary, based on the work of scientists in Sicily, claims to have made new discoveries about the Shroud based on photogrammetry. I don't know. The science of making distance measurements of surfaces depicted on photographs. So using this technique, a high-resolution imagery and high-resolution imagery, the scientists say they found a number of objects on the body of the man in the shroud, including tefillin, which are small leather boxes containing scripture passages that observant Orthodox Jews wear strapped to their left arm and their heads while praying. Now, even more interesting, the scientists claim that their study has shown that the image on the shroud is not static, but actually depicts slight oscillation. It's moving. It is, they say, like stroboscopic photographs showing slight movements of the figure as intense bursts of energy emanate from his body. And the movements within the shroud image, it's claimed, is much more restricted, but still visible. If the image is in fact a glimpse of the moment of Christ's resurrection, then it is more like a kind of video in the first seconds of the resurrection, depicting an oscillating movement of Christ himself. So there's apparently an image that depicts the right hand of the shroud man, but this imaging technique also shows that same hand in a semi-clenched fist. And if the scientist theory is correct, and if the image really is Jesus of Nazareth at the moment of resurrection, then the first thing Jesus did with his hand after returning to life was to make the hand configuration very similar to that Orthodox priests use when they bless, a hand position of great antiquity, derived in part from Greco-Roman hand gestures signifying a particular meaning. And, you know, there's a detail of the famous 6th century icon of Christ Pantocrator from the monastery of St. Catherine on Mount Sinai that shows that it's kind of like, you know, kind of like that. But this documentary does not point this out, but maybe because the scientists are Roman Catholic and they didn't recognize the significance, it could be that. But it's also possible that the shroud man, his hand moved to that position as a coincidence, you know, maybe. But it's exciting to consider the possibility that the shroud man, if he is the resurrected Christ, made as his immediate first act after life returned to his body, a gesture of holy blessing. Now, of course, skepticism can be found on the other side of this, and the author of this article says, you know, now my skepticism of this documentary is twofold. One, in my admittedly limited research, I haven't been able to find anything reproducing these results or even analyzing them independently. Maybe you readers can point me to something. Second, in watching the video, I cannot see in most cases the images that the scientists claim is visible. It is certainly possible that the documentary can't recreate the same detail visible with instruments. It is also likely that an untrained eye can't see what the trained eyes can see. But part of me wonders what extent people are seeing what they want to see. Cards on the table. I do believe, this is again the author of the article, I do believe the Shroud of Turin was the burial cloth of Jesus Christ. Having said that, I don't want to be quick to accept the findings of these scientists, so I am appealing to the widespread readership of this blog for guidance. And I'm going to do the same for this video. So I'm interested to know what you think about this. And if you know anything about this, it's interesting because it has to do with, you know, science, and I'm always interested in that anyway. But the Shroud has been something, you know, I'm interested in it, not so much right now that I've been really driven to do a lot of research into it, but it's a point of interest. So I would like to know what you guys think about that, if you've heard about that, and if you have any type of objective evidence that may have come out since that. I mean, it's been 10 years since the documentary, so if the claims aren't true, something should have came out. You can help fight against censorship by making a one-time donation or setting up a monthly donation to Josh Peck Disclosure at joshpeckdisclosure.com/donate. Or, for as little as $1 a month, you can become a Peck patron by heading over to patreon.com/joshpeck. As a Peck patron, you will be entered into contests to have your content featured on the Josh Peck Disclosure homepage, contribute chapters to a collaborative book with Josh Peck, and win a special Josh Peck collection full of materials worth hundreds of dollars. Also, for as little as $3 a month, you will have access to free downloads of Josh Peck books, such as Quantum Creation, Cherubim Chariots, and more. Josh Peck Disclosure is viewer-funded. Head on over to joshpeckdisclosure.com for more information. Right now, head on over to joshpeckdisclosure.com, the central hub for everything Josh Peck Disclosure. Every day, you'll get brand new videos, podcasts, updates, and more. Make sure you subscribe at youtube.com/joshpeckdisclosure. Also, make sure you click the bell and select the option to always be notified when a new video is released. Follow Josh Peck Disclosure on Twitter at jpdisclosure and get involved with the show on our official Facebook page at facebook.com/joshpeckdisclosure. Disclosure. If you're on Steemit and prefer DTube, follow Josh Peck at steemit.com/@Josh Peck and make sure to upvote all Josh Peck Disclosure DTube videos. Keep checking back at joshpeckdisclosure.com for news, information, updates, and more.